Encounters improve the quality of our lives. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life without God. Encounters will activate purpose and calling in our life. Encounters come to restore intimacy and fellowship.
The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Encounters come to restore intimacy. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life. If you don't have a relationship with God, anything of value can become God to you. Welcome to Encounter Jesus Ministries, sustaining an experiential knowledge of God and walking in the fullness of our eternal ordination. Now, listen to God's servant, Apostle Oropo Michael, as he takes us through an encounter with the Word. Stark me take my ark to ula ka finger a ka yiko koske te. Omena fractalis sovek. Yako ta saliga prinda voga mahai. Savana kailos, toranis, storoflanis, demfiga balak. Shak puatene kizo salahat. For this is Mount Zion, the city of the living God. You have not come before any mortal man. You've made appearance before the judge of all, the God of all creation, the one that saw your substance before you were fashioned into being. It's before him you stand tonight. Can you talk to him from the depth of your spirit? Amahana Philaviak Emaka Flones Sahai Ikate Ikate Esso Yila Yenoa Efe Yaloka Yenaye Hune. Eme yagi gaho, eme hayele ge yahuale. Ifi saiko benagalo, ifi si sofo kahile. Aleha makai, ekale mo gaita. E cavo gaitumba yana siabu gaelos. Maham fehasagas. O send your fire, Lord.
Send your spirit. Revive us again. Give us new life. Send your fire, Lord. Send your spirit. Revive us again. Oh, give us a new life. I give, oh God, the bosa higher. I kind of an item as a home. If I don't bright a star. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When you are here. When you are here, 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 oppression give way when you are here. Demon flee when you are here. Oh Lord, when you are here. We come before you tonight, Immortal Spirit. We come with expectation. We come with hunger. We come with thirst. We come to that place of purging. We come to that place where realities are unfold. Yeah. I to hold. If I hear the gas is a holo. If I gas is a yos, I own it. If I in a galaho. Ekaye lagaye noaye Sabo haite bagaule Sabo gahio fedo bronai. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Please be seated. God just lay in God's presence. You're welcome to church this evening in the name of Jesus. I want to use this privilege to salute God's servant, the lead apostle over this commission, for the privilege to stand here to be a blessing tonight. Can you celebrate God's servant? Thank you so much, sir. Mama is in the house. Can you make her welcome as well? Welcome, ma. All right, celebrate yourself for being in God's presence tonight. Are you expectant tonight? Thank you, Lord. I come to understand that there are through two vistas through which life can be viewed. And each of these vistas that you choose to see life from determines what becomes of you in life. There are people that believe that life is everything within the three-dimensional world. So the summary of their life is captured in the things they can see, the things they can hear, and how they feel. So this kind of people, their life is measured within these parameters. That as far as they are concerned, everything in time regulates or revolves around how you feel, how it makes sense to your sensory perceptions, and how you can view it, or how it appears to you. Now, if you fall in that category that sees life from the natural perspective, you will discover that your life will not be different from that of the animal. Because if you study the nature of the animal carefully, you will discover that they exist for just few things. One, what to eat, what to drink. They don't even care about how they look, right? And the next thing is how to satisfy their own urge. So you see that the summary of the animal life is captured in what he eats, what he drinks, and then he proceeds to mate, to beget offsprings. And then after a while, he vanishes into thin air. That is the reality of him that sees life from the natural perspective. But if you journey deeper and maybe decide to observe a little bit more critical, you will discover that life is not just natural, but it is ultimately spiritual with a natural undertone. Are you with me? If you are still here, shout amen. If you observe carefully, you will discover that life is not just natural. In fact, life is not natural. Life is rather spiritual, but it has a natural undertone to it. And the reason for the natural factor in the equation of life is so that you can happen in the natural. Life is spiritual. And because life is spiritual, your life as a person is spiritual. And because you are spiritual, there are entities beyond the visible world who are interested in the outcome of your life in the natural. These entities are You see, if you look at the design of man, man was carefully framed after the image of God and after his likeness. And because of that design, that architectural design, he makes him a super desire in the realm of spirit. Because according to the architecture that governed the creation of man, he was designed to give expression to a spirit. So he's ultimately like a conduit pipe through which the realities of spirits
are giving expression in the natural. This makes him a highly sought after creature among spirit. This is why in the book of Romans, chapter 6 and in verse 16, the Bible began to reveal to us. It said, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey? It says, servants of him are ye. Either of sin unto death, or of obedience unto what? Righteousness. This scripture partition life into two categories. It is trying to tell you that as far as the question of life is concerned, there is no shade of gray. There is no shade side. There's no gray side, rather, in the game of life. It is either white or black. It is either you are in light or you are under the dominion of what? Darkness. And if you look critically, you will discover that there has been an age-long war between light and darkness. Light here talks about the kingdom of righteousness. That is what the scripture is unveiling. That there is how you can partition or pattern your life, that you will end up in life through the principles of righteousness. And there is also another way that you will pattern your life and you will end up in death because of the protocols of sin. In the book of John, 1 John chapter 5 and in verse 19, the Bible says, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth what? In wickedness. Do we believe the Bible? It said, the whole world lieth in what? Wickedness. Other translation will say, it lieth in darkness. In other words, as far as life is concerned and your existence in time is concerned, there is no way you will escape wickedness because the whole world lieth in what? In wickedness. And this wickedness is not just a natural occurrence. There are realities of spirit entities. Kofla. Shovahat. Because the whole world lieth in wickedness, there is an identity for you as an individual who have subscribed to the protocol of righteousness in order to navigate through life without coming under the dominion of darkness. Because outside of this prescription, you will walk in what? In darkness. The psalmist reveal a mystery in the book of Psalm 74, verse 20. Is they have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are filled with the habitation of cruelty. In other words, as far as this life is concerned, you are an endangered species because the whole world lieth in what? In wickedness. So the psalmist was revealing the mystery by which a man can navigate through the realm of life without being under the dominion and the activities of wickedness. He said, have respect unto the covenant, because the dark places of the earth are filled with the habitation of cruelty. Just because you are breathing, somebody is annoyed that you are breathing. The air is free, but somebody somewhere is not happy that you are partaking of the same breath with him or her. It is filled with the habitation of cruelty. They will look at you and say, why is it always you? Why must it be her? Why must it be him? There is nothing you did. It's not as if you are not there, they will be there. But because you are there, something, the Adamic nature of wickedness that have been exploited by Satan and his demon, always put hatred in the heart of men towards you. Because the whole world lieth in wickedness. He said, have respect unto the covenant. So that is the protocol or the strategy of survival according to the laws or the government of righteousness. You know, spirits, like we have been taught many times, are immortal. And these entities are ageless. You are the creature of time. These are creatures of eternity. They've been in existence before you can even fathom. For eons, they have been in existence. They've seen, witnessed different dispensations of men, different dispensations of God. They have been in existence. So, they are immortals. They are not easily impressed, because spirit knows that man is man. Even the best of man is man. So they don't commit themselves to you easily. So quickly, I want to show us three things that make spirit commit themselves to you. Are you with me? If you are still here, shout amen. In the book of John chapter 1 verse 12, the Bible says, as many that received him, he gave them what? Power to become the children of God. That is the first layer of spirituality. The power to become. Because before you receive him, you were under the dominion of darkness. You are under the power of the spirit of the age. But if you want to subscribe to the laws and the protocol of righteousness, you must first of all be given an ability that will yank you from the power that keep you latched to the world, so that you can become a child of God. Without that enablement, no matter how hard you try, the prince of the power of the air will always come for you. So Jesus said, the Bible said, as many as received his gospel, to them he gave power. This power is manifested in these layers. One, an energy, intense ability to stay in the presence of God. This is where you pray. This is where you fast. This is where you search the scripture hungrily, because there is an immortal ability that is at work in you. That ability that came is not to make you feel good. It's to bring you to a point, a place where you will be forged as into the son or the child of God. But that is the lowest level of spirituality. And the problem is that is where a lot of people come. That power is an initial energy of the spirit that was supplied into your spirit to gather your feet to that point where you will be detached from every inclination of the world system and begin to align and live like the Son of God. At this point, what God is interested in is giving you access to himself. Please follow me. I'm going somewhere. heart is for you to secure the attention of God. When you are done successfully securing the attention of God, and you have learned how to secure or separate or isolate his word or his voice, then he usher you into another layer of spirituality where he begins to unveil his principles, his laws to you as an individual. When this is done sufficiently, then he will give you a covenant that bind himself to you. The reason is because spirits don't commit themselves to men easily. The Bible said that Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knows what was in their heart. Before a spirit can commit himself to you, it must be through a system called covenant. Until this covenant is enacted, a spirit cannot commit himself to you. It is the legal route through which you enter a kind of inseparable relationship with the spirit. This is what the psalmist was revealing here, because he has seen that the dark places of the earth are filled with the habitation of cruelty. It will only take partnership with a superior spirit to navigate through the path of life. So he said, have respect. You have got a covenant with me. Have respect unto it, because it is not given to man that walketh to order his steps through life. You need the help of a spirit. You need the support of the spirit in order to carry you through this world that is cracked and fractured with wickedness. But before God can commit himself to you, you must have learned, you must have secured his attention in the spirit. And when you secure his attention in the spirit through the things you do, the prayers, the fastings, the studies, the seeking, the searching, then he will come with his government. When you obey this government sufficiently, then he will come with a covenant to you. That's where you will begin to hear words like, as for you, I have put my word in your mouth, and in the mouth of your seed, and in the mouth of your seed, that as long as you live, that my word, my counsel will not depart from your lineage. It's a covenant. Abraham was such a man that was burdened with the problem of his childlessness. That was the only thing preoccupying his mind. And God had promised him. He was desperate for it. I need a son. God came to him. He said, behold, in Genesis 15, he said, I am your exceeding great reward. That utterance meant nothing to this desperate man, because the thing that consumed him is the desire to have an heir. He said, is it this Eliezer of Damascus that we inherit all these things that you have given me? I need a son. Yeah? The immortal God came to you. He said, behold, I am your shield and what? Your exceeding great reward. God is committing himself to you as your inheritance. That meant nothing to you other than the desire to have a physical child in time that will inherit mundanity. But as desperate as Abraham was, God wasn't moved by his desperation. There was something God was more interested in. God wants to bring him to that point where he will enter the reality of a covenant with him. Because in the path of life, the only way spirits commit themselves to you is when you enter a covenant with them. And the reason is because the whole world lieth in darkness. The dark places of the earth are filled with the habitation of cruelty. So naturally, If you want to win by righteousness, it's like swimming against the tide. Because by the principle of the fall, everything naturally gravitates towards wickedness. So when you want to win by the principle of righteousness, it's like going against the tide. So the more you swim, the more you are being pushed back. The more you try to move, you are being pushed back. So you wake up, take a 7 days fast, and at the end of that fast, you find yourself in iniquity. You wake up, you took a long fast. At the end of the fast, you saw a weakness that have latched itself to you resurface after you have tried. The reason is because you are trying to swim against the tide, and it is difficult to swim against the tide. So you need the support of a spirit in order to navigate you through life. The reason is because spirit run this world. And because spirit run this world, they want their realities to manifest through you. And it's not just because they want to manifest their reality through you. It's because there is an age-long war between light and darkness. So darkness will do everything within its power to make you who have subscribed to win by light. A sample that will mock the one that dwell in light. So some of the experiences you are going through is a statement of warfare in the spirit.
Are you with me? If you are here, shout amen.
Jesus began to reveal to us in the articles of his prayer in the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 13. He said, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from what? From evil. Jesus himself recognized that there is evil in the world. This is why it is not given to man that walketh to order his steps. Because when you begin to order your step, you will lead yourself into what? Temptation. And that temptation will land you what? In evil. So Jesus prayed. He said, deliver and lead us not into temptation, but what? Deliver us. You need to be delivered. If not, you will be swallowed up by the spirit of wickedness. The Lord Jesus himself recognized that there are dark forces, wicked spirits that are determined to make life miserable for you. And it's a function of how your feet tread. Some of us have stepped on a place where we pick dirty things, and from there day to day, our life has never remained the same. He said, lead us not. We have been led by our emotions, led by our feelings, led by our thought to places that we pick up things that have made life more miserable for us than it was. Because we led ourselves. So Jesus prayed. He said, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. You need the finger of the Almighty to deliver you, because the next place you are stepping into, you don't know what is there.
Because all you know is what? You are someone governed by your senses.
Oh!
U.S. is good. If I go there, I will make it sharp. See, it is not given to man. That is how you enter US, and before you know, you landed in prison.
Because for you, it wasn't captured in the scrolls that were written concerning you that you have an inheritance in US. It wasn't written. that you have a role to play in the UK, there is a deliberate undertone to everything that happened to you as a child of God. I read the scripture and it makes me more careful with how I make decisions. Have you read Psalm 139 before? The Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God is so meticulous about your design that every hair that stands on your head, he gave them number. So when you enter the saloon and they put clipper on your hair and the hair that was falling, each of them have a number. And God is concerned or is deliberate about those numbers. So when the man, to you is just something you don't want, and they remove it as it's landing on the floor, God is so careful to note it, that number 0001 has fallen, number 0010 has fallen, number 00000. That is how meticulous the Lord is about you. So concerning you, there is a scroll that was written, and everything that you are to mirror in time, we are captured in it. But if you don't allow yourself to be led by God and His Spirit, you will definitely lead yourself where? Into temptation. And when you lead yourself into temptation, evil will come on you. Because the dark places of the earth, they are filled with the habitation of cruelty. Demons are real. Evil spirits are real. There was a night I was praying for a friend's father. The man was hospitalized. And I just received burden. I started praying for the man. In the night, when I was tired, my eyes opened. If you see this creature, you will never want to pray again. What? When he appeared, everything in me was immobilized. Even to say Jesus, how can you say Jesus? When he appeared, he was full of eyes everywhere. You can't see, he doesn't have, I've never seen such creature. The head, it was all head, as far as I'm concerned. So dreadful. It is only you that don't know that spirits are responsible for some of the experiences that you are going through. I went to Bida. I think when you sent me to preach in Bida, or when I went to their campus there, we were in the congregation. I was preaching, and then we started praying. From nowhere, bat came and hit, or the power of God threw someone down, right? And when he woke up, he saw a dead bat by his side. It's a monitoring spirit that was monitoring his life that God brought judgment on. I was in Taraba. And I was preaching. And then suddenly, the Holy Spirit quickened me and I gave a word. There was a woman there. She had movements in all of her body, right? Something keep running around her body. In that meeting, instantly, a life lizard walked out of her private part. Life lizard. When she saw it, before she fainted, she smashed it. This woman, nothing was working. This was a wealthy person, somebody that was touching substance. But suddenly, something entered her body. You know, the lizard, if you see, is dry. It doesn't get wet. So, it's the mystery of dryness that they concocted and afflicted her with. And suddenly, everything began to scatter for this lady. Marriage not working. Business crashing. Somebody that was well to do, suddenly everything begin to die down. A spirit is involved. Tell your neighbor, it is not ordinary. A spirit is involved. Why did I take us through the route of the covenant? Because I want you to know that even in the demonic realm, demons don't just come to afflict you. There are things that give them authorization to afflict your life. There are legal and illegal ways that demonic entities enter or come to afflict men. And one of the legal ways is through the route of covenant. You know, Africans are power drunk individuals. All of you here, before they, in fact, if we want to tell ourselves the truth, the reason why you are pressing into God so much is because you don't want to be powerless. Do I have a witness? Me, I will not lie. I don't want to be powerless. There is that innate desire to walk in power, to have power, so that you will not feel naked, because fear is like a normal thing to the African man. So there are things that men do. They enter fraternity with spirits in order to secure power. So you will see a man will wake up because there is a contention over a piece of land. He will go and seek the help of spirits. And the priest that guard or attend to the spirits will come with the requirement of the spirit, that if you want me to assist you, these are my conditions. And you will hear the power drunk individual say, I don't care. Mr. Nwadike must not take my land. He say, your land will be secured. You will win the war. But you, every seed that comes out of your loin will serve me. If that's the case, no problem. And the covenant is cut. The spirit move and manipulate things for your sake. And then you won the war. Many years after that you have gone, your children, they have seen the gospel. And the gospel does not support the worship of what? Idols. And because the gospel does not support the worship of idols, they decided to desert the spirit that you serve. That spirit will begin to come to lay claim to them, because by your own transaction with that spirit, you covenanted them to that altar. And covenant is like a spiritual transaction between men, or between a man and a spirit, that authorizes the spirit or gives him access into your life, that is beneficial if the terms of the covenant are kept, and it has severe adverse consequence if they are not kept, if they are violated. So because your children have deserted the gods that you serve, that protected you, that helped you in the time of your need, the spirit now begin to afflict them. Now, when you find yourself in such situation, those kinds of spirit is not, I bind you, I cast you in the name of Jesus. You don't cast spirit that afflicts you by covenant, because there is a legal ground that they stand on. Before you came into time, there was a transaction that took place. There was a business, an agreement between your forefathers and this spirit. Remember, I told you, spirits are immortal. Long after you are gone, they will still be here.
laying claim. Even God told us in Exodus 20, he said, I am the Lord, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children, even to the fourth, even to the third and fourth what? Generation. The same is obtainable in the demonic light. So when all you could see was the immediate need that you have, and you were willing to give away all that you have just to acquire that power in order to prove a point in your generation, and you gave your entire lineage away, when the lineage turned their back on those spirits will begin to afflict them. So you see families. One person, there is a trace of madness. He's in the university. In fact, he's very brilliant. He's first class. And suddenly, he will lose his consciousness and start misbehaving. And they'll say, ah, now bookworm, he don't read, he don't mind. He's a liar. A spirit came to lay claim to him. Have you not seen people, even in US, they'll say, you are the next priest of this shrine. You have to come back. And as you are running away, overlock. Bosahida Hasadosh. Rabadunda Sakai. Rano Safila Gofiatas. Itaga Sakaya. This is why, if you choose God, you choose Him completely. Remember, Apostle was teaching us, I think last Tuesday or the one before, he was sharing the encounter he had with the spirit that run things in his family. Those spirits did not, that dirty spirit, they did not come because they are Lord of the earth. There was a time in the history of that family that a man rose and sought the influence of those spirits and invoked them into the family. And now that everybody have entered the era of civilization and don't want to have anything to do with dirty spirit, those spirits will be silent, but they will be making life miserable for you. So you will see different histories in family. There are some families, no matter how gorgeous you are as a lady, nobody will appear to you. You say, how far now? Can I get to know you? Nobody. I met a lady like that. Jesus. I went to Anambra to preach. These ladies, they came from Port Harcourt. If you see this lady, even me took, because I was in relationship then, if not. Elegant. She said, man of God, I'm 35. No man have walked up to me before. I said, what? He said, no man. Tell your neighbor, a spirit is involved. What? It takes anointing to say no to such a lady. I had to pray. I pray from my heart for this lady. And when we were praying, you need to see the things that were coming out. Covenanted to the water goddess. Clip. Hey. I wish I have liberty to share some things with you. No matter how hard you try, there are some, they will do well in the prime of life. Everything is rosy, rosy, rosy. 30, they are doing well.
32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37. Then it looks as if it's a demand and supply curve. It begins to drop. And then when you are struggling to mount up, to go back to where you were falling from, you discover that the more you try, the more you go down. It is not ordinary. A spirit is what is involved. There was something, a transaction that took place before you came into time that you know nothing of, that you are a victim of. The devil and his demon, they are placing demand on the debt your ancestors hold them.
And they do that because they have legal right. Because, let me show you something. Exodus chapter 24, verse 7 and 8.
It said, and he took the book of the covenant and read in the audience of the people. And they said, all that the Lord said, we do, and be obedient. And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord have made with you concerning all these words. Remember, this is in light. If you look at it critically, when Moses read the terms of the covenant to the people of Israel, how God want to operate with them, in one accord, they open their mouth and say, all that the Lord have said, we'll do. There is something that God gave to every man that even him doesn't temper with. It is called the power of the will. Your will, God gave it to you as a sovereign gift. Even him doesn't temper with your will unless you choose by your own self to submit that will to him. So every time you open your mouth to say things before a spirit, you commit yourself before that spirit. So when the people say, all that the Lord has said, we'll do. If you look, read carefully, the Bible said, they said in one accord. It means they were in agreement. They were in one heart. They were of one heart, one spirit, one soul. And they covenanted the nation of Israel to God. That is why every time they turn their back on God, God will give them to the Assyrians. He will give them to the Moabites. He will give them to Babylonians. He will give them to Egyptians. And they will be afflicted and tormented. Because the terms of the covenant, was they broke it. The same thing in the demonic realm. When your ancestors were in quest to conquer that war, there were demands that were presented to them. And by the exercise of the power of their will, they said, yes, I will do it. It became binding to them or against them in the spirit. So no matter how you pray, there is something called the voice of the accuser. There is such a thing called the court of heaven. When you enter there, as you are praying, there is a voice called the voice of the accuser. When your prayer is sent before the judge will be immobilized. The reason is because there is illegal evidence. He say, Your Honor. But these, what the ancestors did, this is the agreement between us and them.
And you know something? God is a righteous judge. He upholds the scepter of righteousness, justice, and judgment. This is explaining why some of the things you pray about that you don't see the answer. It is beyond the prayer you offer. There is a legal undertone. There was a woman. She came to me with such a terrible affliction. Terrible. I took her to Apostle. Apostle prayed. You know, we thought it was done. She came back. See, I say, okay, since Apostle don't have time, I will not trouble him. I started laboring for the woman. Labor, I will pray, everything will vanish. In less than before 24 hours, everything will come back. This woman did not tell me the truth. So in one of the prayers, I started asking questions. That was when I discovered that she snatched somebody's husband. Hello, are you here? This man was married with children. But she what? She snatched the man and made the man to follow him and abandon his family. The other woman, Kuma, she doesn't know God. So she went somewhere and concocted or summoned the services of a spirit. This thing I'm telling you is pathetic. This woman is being eaten up alive. There is no, I took her to the court. I don't know how they did that kind of charm. I have told her, locate this woman wherever she is. Begin to beg her. For 2 years, sir, she has reached out to that woman. The woman refused to respond. I say, you must look for her and beg her again. Because this one now is beyond my anointing. When, see, there is how God structured this realm for his sons and daughters to have a safe landing as they sojourn this earth. It is captured in the commandments that he gives. He told Adam, he said, of all the trees that is in the garden, eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that you eat of it, you will what? You surely die. The same kind of utterance that have come to many of us many times. You know, Adam thought it was just an instruction. What's up? This being that loved me, he will not punish me. What's there? The Bible says, in the cool of the day, the voice of God came walking in the garden. So Adam was so used to God that, you know, there are things that, because of my proximity with Apostle, I will do. The average person try it. The way you will be queried. But because of my proximity, he will just look at me and shake his head. Even if he's not happy. That is the kind of mentality that Adam had. But he forgot that in the hidden within this instruction is the keys that kept the gates of creation locked against infiltration from demonic spirits.
He said, don't eat. Because the fabrics of creation were gathered together and locked up in that instruction. In the day you eat of it, you'll be what? Surely die. When God came to you and say, as for you, don't lie. It's not his desire to express his godhood over your life. There is something he has seen. There is a design, something peculiar that you were fabricated with that is not compatible with lie. So if you lie, apart from the fact that it will land you in hell, it will make your life useless in time, and you will be unusable before God. Because if you subscribe to the protocol of lie, the moment you stand to give any witness for God or to do anything for God, that infirmity will always manifest. It says for you, flee from immorality, flee from youthful lust. But here you are. You didn't hear. A lady walked here the other day, crying. She need a child. I wanted to pray for her. I couldn't. I said, have you done abortion? Say yes, sir. How many? 5, sir. Yeah. When she was doing it, she didn't know that there is a consequence. The instruction was what? Keep yourself until you are married. Now you did not hear. You went. You did abortion. That abortion have triggered a complication in your womb that can no longer hold seed. Now you are running helter skelter. When God give you an instruction, it's not his quest to exercise his godhood over your life. It's his love nature to preserve you and to give you what? A safe landing.
If you are still here, shout amen.
So there are things, demons gain access into our life through covenant. Others are illegal route. Number two way that they gain, that authorize them access into your life, is through the port of disobedience. Just like I just enumerated. In the book of Exodus, Deuteronomy chapter 2, chapter 28, verse 1 and 2. The Bible says, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of thy God. All this blessing, from verse 3 to verse 14, he listed the blessings. Then from verse 15, he said, but if you will not hearken, then you will inherit all these curses. Hey, some of them, if you go home, please go and read this thing. He said, one of them, he said, the heaven above you shall be like brass. What? In other words, nothing can come to you from the realm of light. You will walk under closed heaven. And it's not God that will do it. The negative spirits that are littered all over the earth, they will find a case against you because you are walking out of alignment, out of the instructions of the Most High to you. When Saul was given an instruction to go and destroy Agag and all the armies of the, is the armor right? Amalek. What happened to him? When he gave partial obedience, he was rejected as king. And the moment the spirit of God left him, he became what? A slave to a spirit that torment his life. This was a king that ruled in the state of God. But on account of disobedience,
he became a slave to his spirit, an inferior spirit that comes once in a while to torment him.
When you walk in disobedience, you are setting yourself up for affliction, for torment from demonic entities, from illegal spirits, because they are always looking for legal hold, anchor to hold to afflict you. That we always place demand. Because of your disobedience.
So when we walk in disobedience, you set yourself up for demonic afflictions. And that explains the reason why many of us are having the kind of experiences that we are having.
Some of us, we have labored to the point where we isolated the counsel of God concerning us.
But we fail to yield in complete obedience. In complete obedience. And we are suffering the consequences.
Number three.
The thing that authorized demonic affliction is ignorance. Ignorance.
In the book of Psalm 49 verse 20, the Bible says, a man in honor that knoweth not is what? Is like the beast that perisheth. The beast that perisheth. If you don't know who you are, demons will harass you, because one of their nature is what? To harass people.
Those days, when I was learning or trying to grow in the deliverance ministry, when I begin, I want to pray for somebody, and then I will see my body rising. So I'll say, am I lost in?
It took me time to know that the demon in these individuals are actually harassing me. You can be conducting deliverance for somebody, and then your body, you will be aroused sexually. Eh? If you are not learned, you will think, the spirit of lust have come upon you. No. The demon there is who is harassing you. That is one of their nature, to harass you and make you lose faith and confidence in what you are about to do, because he knows that you are about to check him out. So if you don't know who you are, they will harass you and coerce you into oblivion, because
they like to manifest themselves through men.
Some of the appetites that you find yourself doing that you don't like, or you find that is finding expression through you that you don't like, is not ordinary. There is a spirit that you have come under its radar that is trying to find expression through you. The way he finds expression is that is by making you do that thing that you don't want to do.
Many people have called us, sir, help me.
I am held up in masturbation. I don't want to, but I'm helpless.
There was the guy's own, one guy own that came to me, so pathetic.
He said, sir, even in the office, he masturbates not less than 7 times a day. How can he survive?
If you see him, he's like breeze.
He has come under the radar of his spirit, so his will have been subdued. Even though he don't want to, he find himself doing it. The Bible says, man in honor, if he know who he is in God, what Jesus has made him by redemption, he will not be a victim of that spirit.
But this spirit exists because they are disembodied spirit. They seek where to find expression. Most of them find expression. So, I used to have a friend. We were good pals before Jesus encountered me. This guy can't stay a night without sleeping with woman. So when I told him I'm born again, he said, wait, you mean you no go to touch a woman? I started preaching for him. He said, well, but leave that thing. I deal with you. We date. He said, I go soon come back. I said, I'm not coming back. And by the grace of God, I've not gone back. This guy can't. He can't stay a night without sleeping with one. He's a slave of his spirit. And it's all because he's in deep ignorance. The Bible said, a man that is in honor that knoweth not is like the beast that perisheth. He said in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 18. The Bible says, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. You know, there is a power in the air called the prince of the air. He is the one that shield men from the glorious gospel, the glorious light that is in the gospel of Jesus. He will ensure that the light of the gospel never flashes on you so that you will remain under his dominion. He say, having their understanding darkened. Because their understanding have been darkened, they have been alienated from the life of God. And that is because they are in ignorance. So this life that we have, that we celebrate every day. Some people look at it, they'll tell you are wasting your time. Those ones, they are in a realm called ignorance. There's something, as we pray. The Bible said in Psalm 82, verse 5. Psalm 82 verse 5. He said, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. For ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. You will be a victim of satanic manipulation, demonic harassment, if you don't know who you are. He said, ye are gods, and all of you are what? Children of the Most High. But because you know not, you will what? You will die like man, like mere man. We die like mere men. So through your ignorance, the devil holds you. Even what you have been delivered from by God is still perfecting you because you know not. Even what have been secured and the legal anchors have been broken and taken away, you are still a victim of it. The reason is because you know not. And because you know not and you don't understand, you will walk in what? In darkness. Me and one of my friends went to the bank. And fierce also. He was trying to make transaction. And then a lady passed. He just saw the lady. Said, a big chain was on the lady's leg and she was catwalking. In the reality, in the realm of the reality, she's in cage. No matter how she catwalk, She will not catwalk into progress. The reason is because she's a slave of a spirit. I was going on evangelism one of these days with a friend. And then we saw some people that were also doing evangelism. So they stopped us to preach for us. And the guy began to preach to me. And as he was, I was high in the spirit. So the moment he stood before me and started talking, suddenly the Holy Spirit directed my eyes to his leg. And suddenly I saw something red, like chain that was tied to his ankle. That's how he's making noise, following him. Boom, boom. Such person cannot enjoy favor because the mystery of whatever it is that was on his leg have endangered him or positioned him in a place that he cannot accept or assess favor. Because before, I went to a house. As you enter the house, is a spirit that will welcome you. You will hear, whoa, 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 a dog spirit. Before anything good drop in that house, that spirit have backed it away. Let me read the scripture as we pray now. Isaiah 61, verse 1. He said, the spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are what? Bound. This scripture is talking about who? This is in Luke 4:18. This was the scripture that powered Jesus' ministry. So Jesus recognized that there are some that are kept in prison. He's not talking about animal. It's not dog that are caged. It's human beings, sons and daughters, caged by demonic spirit. And he took the anointing of God upon him to bring liberty to these people that are held in captivity. He took the anointing of God to bring salvation to them that have been kept in the prison houses. So you can appear and all suit up, looking nice, gorgeous, and beautiful. And then when we begin to probe into reality, we discover that, oh, there was a lady. I can't share. She came. I was trying to pray for her. Disappointment upon disappointment. As I was praying, I saw a chain round about her waist. And then it extends to where I don't know. So it looks as if anytime she's walking into something that want to open like a door for her, the chain will pull her back. That is the mystery of stagnation. No matter how hard you try and press, there is something attached to you that always make you lose the help that is about to come to you. When you are almost there, then something somehow will happen. You don't know what happened. The contract, they've told you come on Monday. Okay, I've accepted it. It's already late Friday. This is Friday, 5-6 p.m. I'm late for a meeting. By Monday, come, I will sign the contract and the deal will be done. You will be mobilized to do it, and you are happy. They have accepted your proposal. Then before Monday morning, you will receive a call. Sorry, this appointment. What happened? How? You say, I should come for the signing. A spirit is involved. But the Bible said how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that we oppress of the devil, because God was with him. The way we respond to the oppression of the devil is by what? Introducing the anointing.
He said, it shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be lifted from off thy shoulder and the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be broken because of the anointing. He says, shall the lawful captive be delivered? Shall the prey of the terrible be taken away? He said, thus says the Lord, I will fight for you and I will save your children.
Lawful captive are captors, slaves that are legally bound.
But the scripture says, even the prey of the terrible shall be taken away.
I don't know the reality that is, that whatever reality you are experiencing now that is negative, that is not from light. Tonight, by the power in the name of Jesus and by the anointing at work in this house, I proclaim your liberty. Shanak Barakana Satongra Hate Wajiani Wajikanda Wajitari Wajentivakato Barakai Waj Tefiga Wajatakaido Pere Alakabuate na Kosla. I don't know what it is that is a reality, a negative experience, the finger of the devil and his demon that is a reality in your life, in your family, by the anointing of the Spirit of God that is at work in this house. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we proclaim liberty. Can you pray in the Spirit? Pray in the Spirit. Aya. Pray in the Spirit. Whatever mystery that is at work in your life, aya. Whatever the mystery is that is sponsoring ugly experiences, Zevanak Forak. Anyone that walked into this arena with a negative company, yatakabarati ato.
Ay, Lion of Judah, oh Yeshua,
Messiah, Lion of Judah,
Emahite,
Agudechemba,
oh Yeshua,
Yeshua, Messiah,
Yate Barakana, Rababando Sabakata, Elibretina, Yepepande,
Yeshua,
Ikabababa, Inabababa, Siababa, Lepro,
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 somebody pray. The anointing that break yokes, the spirit of the breaker will arise and bring you out of every captivity. That thing that is responsible, that makes you walk like elephants
and eat like ants is not the will of God. Can you rebel? Can you rebel? Rebel, 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 rebel. Listen, the Bible says, as many that shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. I don't know the protocol of darkness that is at work in your life. I don't know the ugly experiences that no one else knows about but you and God. It is time to call upon his name. It is time. Say, Father, like blind Bartimaeus, can you say, dear Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Deliver me from this stronghold, from this strong hand. And those of us that probably we are experiencing what we are experiencing on account of disobedience, begin to bring repentance. Shabana Paratiato and Bratina Kadita Dina Papa Papa Paratite Ratite Ropopo Rate Shabapa Dia Papa Dia Papa Dia Papa Dia Papa Dia 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 Thank you.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Listen, there are certain experiences that you are having, people have, that are manifestation of spirit. There was a lady I was praying for. That was when I knew that demons, they smell. Suddenly, the hall where I was praying for her, as if somebody used the toilet and didn't flush for days, the whole place was engulfed with smell like shit. I went to check the toilet was clean. That was when the Holy Spirit ministered to me that that is the dirty spirit that is responsible for all her disappointment. There are people that they can't enjoy favor. Before people, as you are coming close to people, they begin to reject you. There is an awful smell that follows you. There are people that wear dirty rags in the spirit. There are people that the oil they carry stinks. I want you to pray a prayer. Can you say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus? I want you to say it like you mean it and you want deliverance. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every reality of a demonic spirit that is attached to my life, as I begin to pray, let it fall off, let it fall off, let it fall off, let it fall off, let it fall off.
When you
I'm seeing somebody. They gave you poison. Poison is in your body. Suddenly, you notice strange discomfort in your system. Lift up your hands if you can. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every demonic substance in your system, I command it flush out now. I command it flush out now. I command it flush out now. In the name of Jesus. I'm seeing a lady. I don't know if you are here online. You were involved with an occultic man. He left something in your private part. As I speak, you are experiencing uneasiness in your private part, as if he is decaying. Yana Kazana Zabaratas Mashandia Kwadia Nimprosek Wachadiato. In the name of Jesus, I bring you deliverer. I command that yoke lifted in the name of Jesus. I take authority over every mystery that is at work against your ordination in God. Every door closed against you, the gates that have been closed, that have refused to open by the force of the oil that is in the house, I decree them open now. I decree them open now. I decree them open now. In the name of Jesus.
Listen, listen. I see a fire. This fire is coming to burn something off the feet of somebody. As I speak, the hand of God will come upon you. Shagadaga, Holy Ghost, where is this one? Let the fire rest. Let the fire rest. Let the fire rest. Let the fire rest. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, touch. From her, as I speak, as at the time she called me, Nothing was working for her. This lady is about 30 something. Nobody is coming. And then we began to pray. And suddenly the sea started agitating. They started agitating. They started agitating. And then I asked her, what do you have to do with the rivers? She said, ah, as a child I was baited in the river. Something was taken from her and buried in the river. And there is a mystery that is at work in her life, sponsored from the river. Anybody under the sound of my voice that is the victim of an oppression in the waters. Anyone here who is a victim of marine power, marine manipulation, Yate Kobande, Abracado Sebeke, Ichenekete, Arakasapwata, Aradiote Penatiza, I decree your freedom now. I decree your freedom now. In the name of Jesus. Whatever I was taking from you that is being used against you, wherever your picture is placed on any altar in the cover, I release fire. 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 Be burnt up now. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout fire 3 times. 1, 2, 3.
If you were blessed by this message you just listened to and you wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat the prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you just said this prayer, please send us an email at info@encounterjesusministry.org or info.ejmi.ng@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at www.encounterjesusministry.org.